السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Appa with afiyat and good health. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few countries. In 90% of the places and countries and continents of the world, we find that today is already the 4th of Zulhijjah, and inshallah Hajj will commence on Wednesday and Arafat will be on Thursday, inshallah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we complete and conclude Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, named after the Master Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Nami Isme Grami honorable auspicious name of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran, and this chapter 47, named after him Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, comprising 38 verses. So today we're doing the last verse, chapter 47 and verse 38. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing me and you, the mu'mineen, the muslimin. Ha antum, here you are. Ha ulai, O you Muslims, behold. To the awna, you have been invited, you have been called. Litunfiqu fi sabilillah, to spend in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah did not qualify it and say, litunfiqu amwalakum, that you spend your wealth only in the path of Allah. Whatever talent Allah has given you, it might be a latent talent, a hidden talent, which you know or you don't know. So for example, you know how to read and write, so teach other people how to read and write. For example, you know Quran Sharif, so teach people the Quran Sharif. You know Sunnah Mubarakah, teach people that. You know the Fiqhul Islami, the Islamic laws of jurisprudence, teach that to people. You know something about jihad and fighting and so forth. So litunfiqu will be a broad connotation and not confined and restricted to wealth alone. So we should understand, so every person should be spending in the path of Almighty Allah. Al-Kalimatu Tayyiba Sadaqah. Remember, good advice also is charity. To smile, Muslim brother to brother, is also charity. Muslim sister to sister is also charity. So charity has a very broad connotation in Islam. Then you have some people, فَمِنْكُمْ, hence some of you, مَنْ يَبْخَلْ, they are very, very stingy. They are miserly. So what happens in those cases? Listen to what the Quran Sharif states. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ, and whosoever is stingy, miserly, kanjus, makijus. You see, in Urdu they say kanjus and makijus. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ النَّفْسِ. So the stinginess, miserliness, it will be the peril against him. The harm of it will come against him. I just cite to you now from the Quran Sharif 2 verses. Every person should think properly which side of the fence we are. And remember, Allah forbid, it must not happen that these verses are applicable to us as well. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Those people, remember, who are so stingy and miserly that they don't want to spend from what Almighty Allah gave them. This is where Islam differs with capitalism. Capitalism, secularism, they'll tell you that it is your business acumen, it is your degrees, it is your intelligence and shrewdness, you became a millionaire, billionaire, and so forth. Islam says, no, do not be stingy from what Almighty Allah gave you. Allah gave it to you. You were never entitled to it because of your degrees or because of your shrewdness and business acumen. Rather, it was the decree of Almighty Allah and His grace and benevolence. Min fadlihi huwa khayran lahum. Never think that that is better for you, that you just hoard your wealth and you just be a stingy person. Bal huwa sharrun lahum. Nay, it is worse and horrible, terrible for you. Soon, on the day of justice, what will happen? Sayutawwaqoon. Soon you will find that the yoke will be placed around your neck. مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of justice, that wealth will take the form and shape of a snake and a serpent, and say, أَنَا كَنْزُكْ أَنَا مَالُكْ أَنَا كَنْزُكْ أَنَا مَالُكْ, and will be stinging that person and coiling around his or her neck. Why did you not spend even 2.5% zakat? Why did you not give out some sadaqah daily, and so forth and so on? When you give charity voluntarily, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُدْفِئُ هَدَبَ الرَّبِّ حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you give charity, it will extinguish the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. So it helps us during our lifetime. وَتَدْفَى مِتْمِتَةَ السَّوْءِ. It will repel an evil death, people dying in the brothel, people dying in the casino, people dying there in some haram place. So you will die a respectful death. And after death also, remember, it will be beneficial for you, sadaqah jariyah. So it's a win-win situation. So those people there who are stingy, they don't have the heart to spend, remember, the consequences are so terrible beyond our perception, comprehension. Remember, this wealth and everything, Imam Abu Hanifa, the genius, rahimahullah, used to say, Al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun, from riches to rags and rags to riches. In the morning it's there, in the evening it's gone. In the evening it's there, in the morning it's gone. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, in the earth, in the universe belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. Me and you are but temporary owners and users, and yet we fighting so much. Sibling not speaking to sibling, brother not speaking to sister, sister not speaking to sister, and it carries on. Allah forbid. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all aware of your deeds and actions in the darkness of the night or in the brightness of the day. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 180. Did you pay your zakat properly this Ramadan? What about 10, 20 years ago? Hassinu amwalakum bi zakat. That protect your assets and your wealth with zakat, the payment of zakat. Imam Abu Dawood has mentioned this hadith in his Marasil. So we should understand what the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us. Those of you who have gold and silver, you have Kruger coins, Hanafi say that it is compulsory upon you women. You must pay zakat on the jewelry, even if you are using it. The Shafi'is, Maliki, somebody say, if the lady is using the jewelry, then there is no zakat upon her. That is the academic discussion. But see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. For those of us who have gold and silver, and we don't want to spend in the path of Allah, we are miserly and stingy. This is Allah informing us in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 34 and 35. Chapter 9, verses 34-35. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ. those who hoard and they store their gold and their silver. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا, and they don't spend it. So you got a little bit gold, you got a little bit silver, you must join it up. Take the value. If it's 11,000, 12,000 rand, zakat is compulsory upon you. See, Allah mentioned two things, gold and silver. And then the pronoun, Allah mentioned one singular. To show you must join it up. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا, and they don't spend it. It means to gold and silver together. Fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When your wife gave birth to a beautiful daughter, so you kept her name Bushra. What glad tidings, good news she is for us, the apple of our eye, the joy of our heart. The son was born, the handsome son, Bashir. He'll bring good news, you see. So, yeah, Allah says, Allah sabili tahakkum. Allah is being sarcastic with them, mocking them. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So then you inform them of a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. That gold and silver and Kruger coins and other gold coins, silver coins, genuine coins you have. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. That same gold and silver will then be heated up and made very, very hot. You must remember where? In the fire of Jahannam. After it reaches the maximum point, فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَزُهُورُهُمْ, and then they will be branded, they will be burnt with it. جِبَاهُهُمْ, their foreheads and front. وَجُنُوبُهُمْ, their flanks and their sides. وَزُهُورُهُمْ, and their backs. Allahumma ihfazna min, Allahumma jirna min an-nar. هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ, this is what you accumulated, this is what you hoarded and you stored. لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, for yourself. فَذُوكُوا, taste the punishment. مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ, so because what you were storing, hoarding, accumulating. Chapter 9, verses 34-35. So there you have it, folks. We must remember that this is Quran Sharif. Spend in the path of Allah and make sure our zakat is up to date for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ, Almighty Allah is totally independent. We don't spend the whole entire world does not spend. Remember that it does not harm Allah in the least. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ, you are the paupers. You need Allah every day, every moment, every second. Therefore, we cry to Almighty Allah and say, Antal Ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. Ya Allah, we are beggars. We raise our hand as a beggar in your court, Ya Allah. Although our bank balance might be millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, but in the court of Allah, we are beggars. Then the warning comes. Listen to the stern warning. Wa in tatawallaw, you Muslim, you born Muslim. And if you turn away, yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, Allah will replace you with some other people, other nation. What is happening in Gaza al-Mubarakah? The message and the images are going out through the world. How many people in the Western world, now they come to know who the real terrorists are? Israel, the pigs and the swines. The Americans, the other pigs and the other swines, helping them, remember that, to decimate and destroy the Palestinians, remember that. So Allah Ta'ala, they are not terrorists, they are the terrorized people, remember that. So they see all this. So Allah brings the dark-looking people. Allah brings the fair-looking people. People who are far away from the centers of Islam. يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ, Allah will replace you with those nations and so forth. قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْسَهْلَكُمْ, and then they will not be like you. They will spend willingly, lovingly, sincerely in the path of Almighty Allah. Allah maj'alna minhum, may Almighty Allah make us from those people who are mu'mineen, sadiqeen, mutaswaddiqeen, that every day we renew our iman and we are truthful and we keep on spending in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We complete chapter number 47 of the Noble Quran. We beg Allah, Ya Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيُّ الْعَلِيمُ, Ya Allah, اسکو قبول فرما دیجئے. Our beloved parents, our teachers, our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, International Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM, all of them, Ya Allah, into Bharpoor Kamiyabi or Sawab Ata Farma. Give them the optimum, maximum reward, Ya Allah, those who are alive, those who passed away, and those yet to come. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I informed you that today is the 3rd of Zulhijjah, 1446, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine. 90% of the country is today, Saturday, the 4th of Zulhijjah, day number 603 in Gaza Mubarakah. And that is what the Haramis, the Jutlas, the Zionists are waging the war against our people there in Gaza. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our Muslims, our Mujahideen are taking them on and setting booby traps, and they're getting lost in the tunnels. And sometime friendly fire, they shoot themselves, the Jutlas, because they don't know what they're doing. They're suffering from post-trauma syndrome, you see that? So 8 Jutlas killed, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Spain, Germany, France, all of them are causing panic in the Jewish apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Hitler. These are Hitler's children. What Hitler did was very good. You must never apologize for that. They had to teach the Jutlas a lesson regarding their interest in homosexuality and pornography. On all these 3 issues, we agree with Hitler. You did a good job. So Spain says there must be an arms embargo. You European Union, wake up. We need to teach Israel a lesson. France says we must have sanctions on Israel. Germany says they're very, very concerned. And now their support, unreserved, unconditional support for Israel is waning. So all these are major countries and players for Israel. And they're taking heed now. Inshallah, Allah will decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and their backers. This is in the Haaretz newspaper. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, his base cannot save him, meaning that now he's spiraling out of control and straight to prison and then hell, inshallah Aziz. United Nations warns the hungriest people on earth today are the people in Gaza. Oh Muslim, oh human being, did you hear what the United Nations said? The hungriest people today on earth in the entire world are the people of Gaza. And the aid that is trickling in there is a mockery, remember. It's not even 10% of what the people need there. They need 1,000 trucks, 800 trucks a day to go in. You will hear the statistics I give you now. 760 trucks entered Gaza. Only 238 went there to the distribution points and distributed. So these are the Jutlas. These are the Americans. Americans always have a double agenda. They will tell the Arab stooges and idiots and murtads and unafikin something, and they will give money, and then the Jutlas will eat up half, and then they eat up half, and some scums and all that scums, some pieces they give the Palestinians. So that's the dirty trick they play. The last hospital to close in northern Gaza. So imagine which nation bombs babies and children, which nation bombs hospitals and churches and mosques, which nation goes and attacks, you must remember, anybody they feel like. So that is the Jutla, they're a cursed nation, remember. They're the scum of the earth. And Allah Jalla Wala made them, Quran says, their forefathers into monkeys and swines and pigs. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Chapter 62, verse 5. Allah Ta'ala speaks of their rabbis and spiritual leaders. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. There's no shortage of donkeys in today's world. They're just like donkeys carrying encyclopedias and so forth. And then you must remember more than 100 people killed in the floods there in Nigeria. Yesterday I was there in Potchefstroom with my brother Ahmed Abdi. And I told them one of my ustad, Sheikh Umar Falata, wished to kiss his hand and his forehead. Anybody from Nigeria, please meet me after the Jummah Salah. The 1-2 brothers are waiting there, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Kiev is torturing the Russian first hand people, prisoners. And then obviously, that Kiev will say that Russia is torturing our prisoners. So that will go on. The first casualty in war is the truth. Elon Musk, the harami, born in South Africa, became millionaire, then became billionaire. He says he's one of the richest people on earth. He leaves the White House. How did he leave? Trump can trumpet away. Let me give you some statistics. He sent the rocket 3 times. He said, me, I want to control Mars. All 3 times the rocket were finished. Even the last time he sent it, it went up and then it spun out of control and fell in the ocean. Allah humiliated him. He has the electronic car, Tesla. It has lost so much value and all that because of his stupidity and foolishness. He thought he's with America and the White House and Trump and so forth. With the Trump tariffs, he disgraced and humiliated himself. That he can be the richest person on earth, but what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Allah has disgraced and humiliated him. India says that thousands of Indians have been deported by the United States of America since January this year, meaning after Trump came in. And then they say India must have good ties with them, but you're deporting our people left, right and center. So therefore, they're moving more towards Russia also. Israel, if you know anything of Syria, see, that's what I'm telling you. They can attack anybody because they feel they're the chosen people. Yes, they are the chosen people, the Jutla, straight for hell. That's where they're going. 100%, wallahi, there's no doubt about that. So Israel last night attacks, you understand, Latakia and Tarsus. And that are the main places of there, you understand, Mediterranean Sea and so forth. They said, no, they got weapons there of destruction and so forth. What about your weapons of destruction? What about your nuclear? Therefore, we support the Yemenis. We will support anybody, Shias, Kafirs, Atheists, anybody who attacks Israel, who attacks America. We will support them, and it's our duty to support them. After, you must remember all the harm you caused. America murdered 500,000 children in Iraq alone. Madeleine Albright, the harami, Jutli, Jewess, dispatched to hell. Good riddance to her. She said, it's worth it to murder and kill 500,000 children, and you murdered more than 1 million people in Iraq alone. You Americans, and you know Bush and Blair, both haramis, BB, big haramis. So big Bs, you know the meaning of B? B means illegitimate children, but that's too kind the word. We have to call you B, and in my language and our language, you say pakka harami. So that's what you are, Bush and Blair. Go to hell for what we care. So you must remember that. So 1 million people based on a lie, weapons of mass destruction. So Ryanair also is fed up with Israel. They no more fly there to Ben Gurion, you know. So their boss, their chief, you know what his bonus? His bonus alone of the Ryanair, you must remember, is 100 million euros. Can you believe that? 100 million euros, the bonus for the chief of Ryanair. But they'll tell you that they don't have much money. Pakistan to designate an ambassador to Afghanistan, that's about time. Fighting like cats and dogs, rather make peace. You must remember that. And at least now there's some type of samjota. Samjota is like some understanding and some. We hope that both of them come to their senses. Now listen to this. These are the murtadeen, the munafiqeen, and the kafirin. And remember now Saudi Arabia is sending an envoy to where? To the West Bank. Now just picture the whole story, right? Because most of you don't know whether you're coming or going also. So you got MBS, the Pakka Murtad Harami Shaitan, or Johnny, you see? So Johnny sends his envoy to who? To Abu Mazin. Who's Abu Mazin? Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the PA, another Pakka Murtad Harami. Who will be there in that conference of theirs? So the leader of Jordan, he'll be there, or his envoy. Sisi's men will be there from Egypt. America might send somebody. Israel guys will know about it. The whole meeting will be monitored by them. And remember, they will have it in the West Bank. How can we get the peace process and all that going? How can we get the two-state going? The two-state is dead. There's no two-state. Israel took all the land, basically. So what are you trying to do? But this is the bootlicking so Saudi Arabia can have ties with Israel. Can you believe? Anybody topples the Ahle Sa'ud, some of the Salafi pseudo scholars, Jahils I call them, so you must remember that they're trying to defend the indefensible. They say, no, Saudi saw the moon. What moon they saw? They destroyed Islam, you must remember, for years now, with all their phantom sighting and so forth and so on. So remember, we make the dua and they're monitoring me. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Sa'ud, kama ahlakta Aad wa Thamud, the haramis, murtad, munafiqeen. Trump trumpeting away, steel will be charged, 50% tariffs and so forth. You see, Trump will never learn his lesson. He's one of the worst presidents in the history of America and so forth. The wildfires keep on raging on in Canada beyond control. Let's come to South Africa. ANC, you're hopeless, you know. So see, no water in Johannesburg in some places for days and days. You said that Johannesburg is the hub of South African economy and the hub of that. You're going to host, you must remember, the G20 summit there. And now there's no water some places. There's no electricity some places. But stealing, number one, Yola. See, here's another example. You know Manteshe. So Manteshe, he was the secretary before of the ANC. Now he's a minister, right? Of this minerals and what have you. So his son is appointed on the CETA board. So what is that? That's why we say ANC, triple C. Crime, corruption, and cronyism. This is cronyism. To appoint their own guys there. Whether they're competent, incompetent, it doesn't matter. Nigaloma Ali Baba. Give us more and more money. ANC and Action South Africa. You know when they had budget number 2, Action South Africa said, we're standing with you, ANC. Now when we got budget number 3, ANC and Action South Africa, the marriage has turned toxic and now they're swearing, cursing one another. Inshallah, we hope nothing changes, but the announcement was made on News 24. The petrol price will decrease, inshallah, on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday in June. So we have to change the narrative on Gaza. Remember that every person this weekend you speak about Gaza. They say in 67 they beat the Arabs and beat the Palestinians in 6 days, but now they can't beat them in 600 days. See that? What a fight our people are putting up. And inshallah, we must cry to Allah. Allah give them victory. Decimate and destroy the jutlas. And what you doing? So instead of killing time, watching movies and watching your cricket and soccer and haram, all these things, yeah? So rather you fast. Remember, you can fast Saturday. You make intention even now. If you haven't eaten, drink anything now. So it's a nafil fast, sunnat fast. So you keep it. It's fast. You can make intention now also. If you ate, drank something, or you didn't make suhoor, so fine. Then fast tomorrow, inshallah, it's Sunday. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Inshallah, my report back I'll give on Monday. But one thing I want to tell you. So yesterday I was there in Potter's room, right? Myself, Haji and Ahmed Abdi. And then we translated the khutbah, all that, okay. Then we came inside the masjid. I read my 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. And Dallah delivered the talk for half an hour. It was live on air. We sent out the podcast, alhamdulillah. So after the talk, they told me it's the adhan. So we waited adhan finished, then we read sunnahs, and now it's time for the khutbah. So I went, I took the asa, the stick, and I went to sit on the mimbar, on the pulpit. So I'm asking, but where's the muezzin? They said, no, you must wait. So the one person told me, fulus. I said, oh, they're collecting money now. I said, oh, yeah. Okay, I sat there on the mimbar, on the pulpit. So I'm watching, so they go upstairs, downstairs, everybody wants to give. Then the muazzin came. One hand he got the bucket, one hand he got that speed point machine. You know, if guys don't have cash, you know, today they want to make it cashless society. So then they got their cards, debit card, credit card, gold card, this card, what? They just have to swipe. So I say, muazzin, first time I see this in my life, man. In a masjid, you guys walking around with all this, you understand, machines and all this type of. I say, Potter's room is very good, man. He said, no, we don't leave anybody. Everybody must pay. Well done to Potter, you understood? So we had a wonderful time. Allah Ta'ala reward my cousin there, Sikandar, mashallah, he was with us all the time. And we went to graveyard and so forth. Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin, wherever they are, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Today's program, 7 to 9, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, 1 to 1. 1:30, you can listen to the lecture I delivered yesterday in Potter's room. And then, inshallah al-Aziz, this evening, 6 to 8, Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah, with Naat Qiraat. And tomorrow, this morning, there's no program. Our Mawlana Salim Karim, Appa, his family, all need rest also, you know. So, inshallah, we'll be on 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, Hafiz Wadi and myself, with the Q&A. Now, we're busy with the Q&A live. So, inshallah, Mawlana Salim, you fire up the questions, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if a woman keeps the Dhul Hajjah fast with just the intention of Dhul Hajjah reward, and she gets her haze while fasting, does she have to make qaza for that day?
Remember, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the question is just to make it clear. Whenever a person, male or female, keeps a sunnah fast, nafil fast, and then he or she breaks it, bi uzrin or bi ghairi uzrin, whether you have excuse or not. So yeah, the lady was fasting yesterday, day before yesterday, Thursday, Friday, whenever. And while fasting, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, her menses started. So what happens in a case like that? So majority scholars, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis say that when it is a sunnah nafil fast, there is no qadha. So we ask them, jib dalil, bring the evidence. They say, ma alal muhsinina min sabil, that there is no compulsion on you, you muhsin, you're just doing a good action, not something that was compulsory. Only the Hanafis say, it can be a sunnah fast, nafil fast, and you broke it, whether you had excuse or not, so one qadha will be compulsory. We ask the Hanafis, jib dalil, that jib dalil means ajib dalil. So they say, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, don't nullify your actions. So yes, according to Hanafis, one qadha compulsory. After your menses is finished, you take a compulsory mandatory bath, and then you keep the one qadha. But not on the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th of Zulhijjah. Those days is haram to fast. The day of Eid and the 3 days after that, Ayyam al-Tashriq, you can't fast on those days.
Isab, can a person have two intentions to fast on Dhul Hijjah? Can you fast qaza fast from Ramadan and Dhul Hijjah fast on the same day?
According to I'm fasting today, alhamdulillah, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, right? So now I say I'm keeping Dhul Hijjah fast. And with that I say I'm keeping my qaza fast. So remember, according to majority scholars, and on this there's ijma and consensus. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. According to all four schools, we call it ijma consensus, right? You must make intention at night. So now the time is up already, yeah, in Johannesburg, Durban, and all these places. That now is Fajr time, so suhoor time has expired already. So before your sayari, suhoor time expires, you keep it qadha, you must make intention in your heart that you are keeping qadha. You can't make intention now for qadha. You can make intention now for sunnah and nafil fast, provided you didn't eat or drink anything and so forth. So we should be clear on that. Now, can you make double intention? You say, today I'm fasting qadha and for Dhul Hijjah. According to majority scholars, it's not permissible. The Shafi'i scholars allow it, but majority scholars don't allow it. So you must just make intention of qadha, and that is all, and not of Dhul Hijjah. So we should know we can't kill 2-3 birds with one stone here in this case here.
Mufti Saab, I'm keeping a qadha fast. I'm feeling very upset. If I break my fast, will I have to keep 2 qadhas?
No, only one qadha. Yesterday you were fasting, and then 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, you felt dizzy, you felt sick, or in the afternoon, and now it's qadha fast, so you broke it. So how many qadha? Only one qadha, not 2 qadha. One qadha only compulsory. So inshallah, Allah give you siha, afiya, good health, protection from min kulli su wa makruh, from everything that is evil. And say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded and evil diseases and sicknesses. The hadith authentic in Sunan Nasai Abu Dawood. And when you're feeling better, inshallah, you keep the qadha fast in South Africa. Now it's 12 hours fast, basically. So it's winter, the days are short, you know. So very easy it is, mashallah.
Mufti Saab, if a person takes out money from his salary for general charity, not zakat, can he give it to the family members, example, his wife's parents, etc.?
100%. Not only is it permissible, my brother, you get double reward. Now from your wages, salary, you took out certain amount, not zakat, you just took out lillah, you took out sadaqah, and now you gave that from there to your mother, father, your brother, sister, siblings, nephew, nieces, uncle, aunties, so lillah, so that you get double sawab. Why? Ajr, ay ajran, ajru sadaqah wa ajru silah. So one is for the charity, and one is for joining the family ties. The hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. And if you're giving to the poor, this is not your family, you're just doing that. So ma wallahi ma naqasa ma'alum min sadaqah. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever he spoke is 100% the truth. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Chapter number 53, Surah An-Najm, chapter 3 and 4. He does not speak of his own desires regarding matters of Islam and religion, but it is wahi and revelation sent to him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say? Open Mishkan Sharif. Wallahi, I take an oath on Almighty Allah. Ma naqasa ma'alun min sadaqah. Your wealth will never decrease if you're giving charity in cash or kind. To Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever, because it's voluntary charity. The jutlas, jutlis, we can't give them. They harbis, we're at war with them. Other people, you give them, it's fine. And with the correct intention, Allah will reward you many, many fold, multiple times, remember that.
Mufti Sahab, what happens if doing qurbani and mistakenly trimmed your hair?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith. Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. When you saw the moon and crescent of Zulhijjah, meaning once Zulhijjah started, وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيُّضَحِيَا. And you made intention, you're going to make udhiya, your qurbani, whether locally or in other places, there in other countries, India, Bangladesh, Syria, wherever. So remember Palestine and so forth. Then فَلْيُمْسِكْ أَنْ أَذْفَارِهِ وَأَشْعَارِهِ حَتَّى يُضَحِيَا. Then you must abstain from clipping your nails and cutting your hair, unwanted hair, you know, pubic hair, underarm hair, and so forth. Till the qurbani is done. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Now a mistake, yesterday you clipped your nails and so forth. So remember, according to the Shafi'is and the Hanafis and the Malikis, it is mustahab sunnah that you abstain from all these things. So you just say sunnah to include everybody, okay? Only Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say is wajib. So Uli Imam is one of the maslas where he's alone. Al-Fathur Rabbani ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. So that's a masterpiece book. I have it, alhamdulillah, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is one side and the three jurors of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, Hanafis on the other side. So only he says it's compulsory. So if you did that according to Hanbalis, then it is sinful. But according to majority, it is no sin. But all said and done, you make your qurbani, remember that your qurbani is valid. There's no problem with that. So you just ask Almighty Allah. Chapter number 2, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Oh beloved Allah, do not take us to task for that which we did forgetfully or which we did inadvertently, unintentionally. Allah is all forgiving, brother. You just ask Allah. Allah forgives us, all of us as sinners and transgressors. In today's world, there's not a single person living physically here in this world. He's sane and mature and can say he's not a sinner. We all are sinners. Kullukum khattaun wa khairul khattaeen at-tawwabun. Open Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah, you will find all of you are sinners. And the best sinner is the one who repents abundantly and turns to Almighty Allah abundantly.
Mufti Sahib, is it jais to make qurbani at night?
Yes, as long as you're not ANC and no current. If you are in total darkness and that, instead of making qurbani, you make qurbani of your finger just now, brother, or something else, you know. So if you got proper lighting and so forth, electricity, then it's no problem, remember that. So that's what the fuqaha, the jurors wrote, that is makruh and so forth, to make qurbani and sacrifice slaughter animals. Not only qurbani, other times also. That is, we know there's no electricity. city, and then 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, you know, Madina Munawwara. When they got electricity, Madina Munawwara, when they got electricity? In 1944, 1945. Then only they got electricity. So I know people who were there, they're still living. So you must remember they were in Madina Munawwara. And they know the whole history of when the Kaharaba and power and energy came there. So only in the mid-40s you must remember. So imagine before that 15th centuries, 12th centuries, 13th centuries, there was no electricity. So therefore, the ulama, fuqaha, jurors, they wrote it. But nowadays, where there's electricity, no problem. Day and night, you can sacrifice and slaughter. And the days of slaughtering are the 10th, 11th, 12th. And that is according to Malikis and the Hanafis and the Hanbalis. Yeah, Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, is alone. Imam Shafi alone says, you can sacrifice and slaughter on the 13th day of Zulhijjah. You see that? Now you must get this, procure this book. Al-Masailu Allati Infarada Biha Al-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi Ba'allama Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah. If you go to Syria, there's a graveyard cemetery called Maqabiru Sufiya, the graveyard cemetery of the Sufis, the Awliyaullah. Shaykh al-Islam is the Ustad, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. And not far from him is Ibn Kathir, his student, he's buried there. So Allama Ibn Kathir is a genius and giant, and his Ustad is a genius and giant. So you must remember, he wrote this book, I have it. So Imam Shafi one side, and the other three scholars and jurors on the other side. So days of slaughtering, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, not permissible. Only Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, says, that slaughtering, sacrificing on the 13th is permissible. Wallahu al-muwaffiq. Allah give tawfiq to one and all. Barakallahu wa salim. You take a good rest on Salprat Mandah, inshaAllah. Monday we'll come back to you. Jazakallah khairan for all the services you render to Markaz Sahaba, Radio Ansar International. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.